memory safety, GPU kernels, and Linux on a 1989 games console. The PhilC project's work on memory-safe context switching, the fundamental operating system's operation where the CPU saves one process's state and loads another's, drew 146 points and 25 comments. Traditional context switching is written in assembly or very low-level C because it requires direct control over register state. PhilC is exploring whether a language runtime can provide that same control without permitting the memory safety violations that have made systems code historically exploitable. If the approach holds up, it becomes an argument for memory-safe systems programming all the way to the kernel-adjacent layer, territory the Rust for Linux project has been approaching from a different direction. Zig Spear V backend progress report, drawing 75 points and 38 comments, showed real movement on a long-standing roadmap item. Spear V is the intermediate representation used by Vulkan and other modern graphics and compute APIs. Getting Zig to compile to it means developers could write GPU compute kernels in a single language across CPU and GPU code paths. A separate educational deep dive into CUDA kernel execution, 264 points, 31 comments. Walk through the full stack from compilation through PTX intermediate representation to how the CUDA driver schedules work on streaming multiprocessors. The LinuxMD project, which is getting a minimal Linux kernel to boot on a Sega Mega Drive, a 1989 console with a Motorola 68000 running at 7.6 MHz and 64 kilobytes of RAM, drew 126 points, and the characteristic HN mixture of "Why would you do this?" and "I respect that someone did this." The answer, as with the annual Old Computer Challenge, 72 points, 30 comments, in which participants use a machine with 512 megabytes of RAM or less as their primary computer for a week, is that extreme constraints force understanding of memory management, process scheduling, and device drivers that modern abstraction layers conceal. A post exploring the original 1960 implementation of Lisp on the PDP-1, bootstrapped on hardware with 4,096 18-bit words of total memory, offered a similar meditation on what computing fundamentally is. Carolina McDubiel's honest, detailed account of building a custom octocopter from scratch with no prior hardware experience rounded out the segment, valued in the HN community as an example of knowledge transfer writing that shows how software engineers navigate unfamiliar physical domains.